Well, good morning. While we wait for the slides to load, I just want to compliment everybody for coming early to such an important session, and thank you to Danielle Ross and her colleagues for bringing this symposium together. I'm beginning now my talk on the comparative effectiveness of statewide program for primary prevention of falls, and we begin with the iconic image from the University of Pittsburgh, the Cathedral of Learning. If you've never seen it, it's worth seeing. And I'd like to acknowledge many, many partners in this research, certainly the CDC. The PACE program is the Pharmaceutical Assistance Plan of Pennsylvania. And we have the DPA, the PDA, the Pennsylvania Department of Aging. We have data sharing agreements with both of these for this research. And of course, we have the ARRA funding for public health comparative effectiveness research. So let me begin with one quick thumbnail sketch of falling in old age. You probably know it's highly prevalent and with a great deal of morbidity, mortality, and cost for older people. Very, very common. One-third of seniors fall each year. Half of those people over 80 fall. That wouldn't be such a problem except the risks of injury, hospitalization, the inability to get up. Severe. We know from the Whiskers database that CDC maintains for injuries that very high death and injury rate from falling. This, if you look by age, it's really, really impressive that something like 13 to 15% of people over age 80 have an injurious fall every year. And these non-injurious falls themselves, even a fall that doesn't send someone to the hospital, can be very disabling, leading to restriction in activity, deconditioning, isolation, depression. There's a famous paper written by a prominent geriatrician which is titled, "A Fall is a Major Event in the Life of an Older Person." And I think that's true. So the CDC, in collaboration with state health departments, has put together a very elaborate program of state falls prevention coalitions. But I'm not going to talk about that today. In Pennsylvania, the Department of Aging has taken the lead in falls prevention. And here is just a little summary of its major effort. They've invested in a program called Healthy Steps for Older Adults. 40 out of the 67 Pennsylvania Area Agencies on Aging have participated in the program. Each year, about 4,000 to 7,000 people complete these programs, more than 20,000 so far. And they use a manualized program developed at Berkeley for this effort. The basic idea of this program is that it's a mass primary prevention of falling effort. That is something sustainable, scalable, integrated into the senior centers throughout the state, and building on a team from the state that goes to these counties to help train lay people and volunteers and senior center staff to administer physical performance assessments of balance and mobility. And if someone scores poorly on these measures, things like a time get up and go test, they will be referred to their physician and for a falls assessment, and they'll be also referred to a local agency that can do a home safety inspection. The nice thing about this effort from a research perspective is that all the data is entered into a web-based system, and it is a statewide program. So in 2011, you can see the counties where Healthy Steps was being offered and where we recruited research participants for this effort. So the basic idea, as you can see at the top, that the state is doing the mass screening for balance and mobility deficit. They're identifying the poorest performing third and referring them to physicians and home safety checks. And they're conducting a two-hour falls workshop to sensitize people to falls situations and also give them a brief background on exercise. This program, Healthy Steps for Older Adults, is also in some cases combined with Healthy Steps in Motion, which combines an exercise program with this effort. And our study picks up after this to see if older people are aware of their fall risk status after these assessments, whether they seek an appointment and do something with that information. Do they go to the doctor? Do they have the home safety check? Does the doctor do anything that might help them reduce their falls risk? And does this lead finally to a lower rate of falls or falls-related hospitalization over 12 months? So that's the basic effort we're conducting. I think we can claim already, even though our study isn't done, that we've had a big impact on the state. And I'm going to claim this as a dissemination victory. And that is now that the state itself in this coming year will do a 6 to 8 week follow-up with everybody and is seeking 100% referral to physicians and fall safety assessments for that group of people who scored below norms on their balance and mobility assessment. The basic design of our study is something like this, really quite simple. We know this circle because we have a data sharing agreement with the state. We know that in 2010, 2011, a little over 4,000 people took Healthy Steps. We recruited a group B and C here from the senior centers that offer Healthy Steps. And so group B here, the intersection of these two circles in the Venn diagram, are people who took Healthy Steps and who also completed our baseline assessment and are being followed over the 12 months with a monthly automated phone call to register falls. C are people recruited from the same senior centers who could have taken the falls program, but for one reason or another didn't. So this is very good, I think you'll see. We don't have time, unfortunately, today to go through all this, but you can compare B and C to see how good our comparator is. And Jason Flatt, a doctoral student here, has presented a poster on this at this meeting, I believe, earlier in the session. And you find that B and C don't differ a whole lot. The group B turns out to be slightly younger and have a little more self-reported medical conditions, but on the whole, they're quite similar. We can also compare A and B because we have state data, and we find that the people who entered our comparative effectiveness study look very much like the universe of people taking Healthy Steps. But for our purposes, the main comparison is the falls experience of group B and C, adjusting for factors that we've identified in our baseline assessment. And that's what I'll talk about today, recognizing that this is an interim analysis. We threw all our effort and dollars into recruitment and did quite well. In less than 12 months, we enrolled nearly 2,000 people. The red line are people who completed the consent and baseline. We have 1,535 people in our sample. We got consents on about 2,400 people, and there was some fall off because we went out to sites to recruit, and it took us some time to consent people and get them into the study. Here's some information on the quality of the study. So as I said, we had about 2,466 people who provided contact info. We determined that 68 were ineligible. We consented 2,200 of these folks. 1,835 of them completed our baseline. Over the follow-up period, we've already had 60 withdrawals, about 11 deaths, some other loss to follow-up. And now we're following this 1,835, 1,755 of them have started the follow-up or in the pipeline. It's impossible to call all these people each month. So we've moved to a web-based interactive voice recognition telephone call. This is the user interface for that system. It is fantastic that we have a day-to-day real-time awareness of who has fallen and where people are in the follow-up pipeline. We've completed over 6,000 monthly assessments. I was very pleased to see that the interactive voice recognition system was very acceptable to this cohort. About 90% of people have completed their follow-up on the automatic phone call. Only about 5% opted out at the baseline and are getting a personal follow-up. And we now have, for this presentation, 3 months of follow-up, but we're actually up to a median of 5 months of follow-up at this point. So this is what the baseline looks like. About 80% women, about 9% African-American, 3% Hispanic. The mean age is about 76. It's a good slice of Pennsylvania, which, as you know, is a lot of rural counties. Only about 14% with a college degree, 44% living alone, 5% with ADL disability receiving home services. About half have reported taking the Healthy Steps program, and a little less than 10% the Healthy Steps in Motion program, which is the addition with exercise. We've built in a memory screen into our baseline assessment, and we expect that about 6% are demented in our sample. About a little over a third report mobility problems. To assess the automated phone registration, we compared people who reported a fall to people who didn't report a fall, and there seems to be a lot of internal consistency here. If you reported a fall over follow-up, about 12% had a hospitalization, and if you didn't report a fall, only about 7% had a hospitalization over follow-up. And the difference is even more glaring for the emergency department. And people who report a fall really do report less activity days in a week than people who don't report a fall. We're also very interested to see that our automated registration of falling seems to correlate well with the things it should. So these are self-reports of balance at the baseline, and this is the proportion of people reporting a fall over the follow-up. If you report poor balance, near over 35% have fallen, and if you report excellent balance, only about 5% have fallen. It's a seven-fold difference, and that's pretty good evidence that our system of recording falls works well. And we have a measure of the incidence of falling. This is fallers per 1,000 days of follow-up. And again, here's self-reported balance at the baseline. The number of fallers is highly related to self-reports of balance at the baseline. And we do an additional adjustment based on not days, person days of follow-up, but activity-adjusted person days of follow-up, which we think is a better measure for reasons I can go into later if you're interested. And we see that there's a very, very strong relationship and perhaps even a steeper slope on that measure. So let me go now to the key finding: does this program reduce the incidence of falls? And for that, we look at the incidence rate ratio. Just to remind you, we're comparing B to C in groups of people who are otherwise equivalent in their fall risk. And this is, as I say, an interim assessment because we're not full, we haven't completed follow-up, and also there are some people just entering the pipeline for follow-up. And this is what we're finding so far. We do a very simple stratification. There are much more complicated ways to have this pragmatic clinical trial resemble more of a randomized trial. But just a very simple comparison, we stratify the sample into people who say their balance is good, very good, or excellent, and a group of people who say their balance is fair or poor. And we compare our Healthy Steps group in blue to our comparator, who are people who could have taken Healthy Steps in this gold bar here. And you see that the intervention is associated with a slight reduction in falls. 2% reduction in the good, very good, excellent group, and 4% reduction in falls in the fair, poor group. This is not a significant difference at this point, but as I say, the follow-up is ongoing, and we might see more of a signal as we continue with the follow-up. But this is, I think, the kind of effect you would expect in a population-based, very light kind of intervention. But think about it, a 2 to 4% reduction of falls over millions of people is potentially a very powerful public health effect. So we have many tasks ahead. We are continuing our follow-up. We have many elements of our study which I didn't have time to describe today. We have a physician-provider survey to see if physicians do falls assessment on older patients routinely. We're looking at Pennsylvania hospital healthcare containment data. We have a measure of the proportion of older people in every county in Pennsylvania who have had a falls-related hospitalization, and we want to link this to our survey in an ecologic analysis to see if higher penetration of the Healthy Steps program and greater physician initiative in falls assessment actually helps reduce falls-related hospitalization. We are just beginning a randomized trial now to see if randomization leads to the same sorts of results we're catching in our natural history cohort. And we have a very large program evaluation effort just about to begin where we will talk to everybody involved in the implementation of Healthy Steps in Pennsylvania this year. Yeah. So these are large, large efforts. I can't even begin to acknowledge all the people. We have brought on a staff of over 9 people just in this study. We have a big operations team. Many, many thanks go to Jennifer King for arranging for the recruitment. We have an executive team of a geriatrician, statistician, and health economist. Many collaborators in the data systems and the Department of Public Health the Department of Aging in Pennsylvania, and of course our colleagues at CDC. Thank you very much.